Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Join us, 603-283-6160. That's the call in line for you to do that. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Lori.
And we're talking about the situation that apparently evangelical women have found themselves in. And it's not good. In this book, Gregor reported women who agreed all men lust were 79% more likely to have sex out of a sense of obligation, and 59% less likely to be aroused during sex. Just having exposure to teachings that sex in marriage is obligatory, whether women accept the idea or not, has a lasting impact. Even women who had been taught they were obligated to have sex within marriage but rejected the notion were still 85% more likely to only have sex out of obligation than those who hadn't been exposed to those teachings. This latter segment of women were also more likely to be in a sexless marriage, have the random the illness that I am not going to attempt to pronounce, have a spouse with sexual dysfunction, or a history of abuse. There are many links between a sense of obligation, coercion, and marital rape, but this is not a distinction widely made within Christian marriage and sex books. His needs, her needs, included a quote from a man who complained, quote, "I feel like a fool, like I'm begging her or even raping her, but I can't help it. I need to make love."
Give me a break.
Man, no kidding. "I feel like I'm begging her or raping her," and he characterizes this as making love.
And that yet he still blames her. Like, it's your fault that I'm raping you.
Yeah, well, it's those joggers and secretaries, man.
If you were just into, like, the non-effort that I put in here, then everything would be fine.
As Gregor and her co-authors wrote, "We are supposed to have sympathy for the man who feels like he's raping his wife, but not for the woman enduring it." Man, there are so many books in here that I need to read just to hear how messed up these people's beliefs actually are. In The Great Sex Rescue, Gregor and her co-author's survey showed when women enter a marriage believing they are obligated to have sex with their husbands whenever their husbands want it, they are 37% more likely to experience sexual pain and 29% less likely to frequently orgasm. When asked how they feel after sex, 16% of women said they used the word "used." For women who believed prior to marriage that a wife is obligated to give her husband sex when he wants it, other diseases go up to 37%. One woman interviewed for this book described how hurt her husband feels if she denies him sex. "I curl up in a ball on my side and let him do it. I'm detached emotionally, and this hurts him. I love my husband. He's my best friend, but sometimes I want out." She feels like she'll either lose her best friend or continue to feel abused. She tells him that it hurts when they have sex too often, but she says he tells her, "Then why would God say to never deny each other?" Probably the number one thing that my clients talk about is disassociation. When it comes to sexuality, they just shut off. Whether they're able to do it physically or not, their minds shut off. 4 or 5 years into her marriage, Christy realized her husband had an alcohol problem. 8 years in, she tried to leave, but he talked her into coming home. She told him not to touch her. Within about a week, he took to following her around the house, harassing her to have sex with him. She refused, and quote, "Then he'd be like, we need to have sex every night in order to restore the covenant." For a while, they did, but due to frequent yeast infections, she negotiated down to every other night. She was enraged inside. On the night she tried not sleeping with him, he'd sit beside her as she tried to read, helping her, asking to pray for the kids together, and then once he had her attention, ask until she relented. What a monster this dude is. Or he'd promise to help more with the kids. "That's the way it works," she remembers him saying. "Guys are more helpful and more expressive if you have sex with them."
Are they? It doesn't sound like
this. This one certainly wasn't. In the mornings, he told her how she screamed at him in her sleep. She was miserable and wanted to make sure their marriage couldn't be saved. I'm searching for answers. I'm trying to honor God. Online, she found Created to Be His Help Meet. That's a strangely titled book. A book that advises navigating troubled marriages through obedience to one's husband, written by Debbie Pearl, who with her husband Michael writes books on family and child training. The Pearls are best known for the Pearl method of training children, which includes swatting babies and toddlers with plastic tubing, spoons, or a small branch in order to teach them discipline. The Duggars, who you talked about previously, are perhaps the method's most famous practitioners.
Oh, of course, I'm not surprised at all that they beat their children.
They teach swatting babies and toddlers with plastic tubes, spoons, and branches?
They don't talk about that in the show, but I'm
well,
not surprised.
Not, yeah.
Pearl, her messages of honoring God through obedience were what Christy started leaning into. It was all perpetuating this guilt. Me saying, he's not hitting me, he's not raping me, I guess I have to stay married. She remembers one day she was 7 months pregnant with her fifth child, exhausted from chasing a toddler and preschooler while homeschooling the oldest two, and her husband started demanding sex. She said no at first, but he wouldn't stop asking. Finally, she agreed. While they were together, she looked at him and felt that he could sense her feelings. He knows, and he doesn't care. It happened so many times before, but, quote, it just hit me hard that time. He left for work, and she laid in bed, quote, and was broken. She stayed there throughout the day, the following day. As she once shared in a abuse blog, I called a pastor. I asked God. I didn't want to sin. I didn't want to deny my husband his marital rights. And then they ended the story about her. I wanted to hear how... Did she divorce that loser? One might be forgiven, seeing the example of Harris's long but sincere seeming reconsideration of purity teachings, for expecting retractions and apologies as the book hits bookshelves. Since its publication, it's been met with gratitude, and it moves on into being basically a sales pitch for the book. So that's pretty much the end of the... Oh, no, it does get back to Christy eventually. Christy, who spent 12 years with her now ex-husband, finally left.
Oh, good for her.
She is remarried and in a healthier marriage. Still, there's no justice or retribution. She's grown up believing if she was modest and remained a virgin until marriage and followed all the teachings she learned in youth group, then her marriage would be blessed. As for the faith she worked so hard to serve, I do know that God is there, Jesus is there, but the God I grew up believing in, that's not who he is, and I have to restructure my understanding of him. I haven't really been able to do that. I'm stunned by how horrible this really sounds for these women.
Yeah.
I had no idea this was happening in evangelical circles.
Yeah, I didn't know that this was like a normal thing. That pretty much, it seems like the majority of these women are kind of all going through the same thing.
It does. And I mean, I almost want to blame the religion, saying that, you know, this is Christianity's fault because this is what told them that, you know.
Yeah, that you have to, you know, wait until marriage. And then once you're married, you have to obey your husband. And, you know, they're feeding people all of this and
having them sign actual contracts saying that I agree not to deny you your sexual needs or desires. I mean, fair enough. The men also did have to sign one of those, but when they're already coming from this culture where they're supposed to serve and honor their husband, it leads to one particular conclusion with women feeling like they're being raped regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely horrifying stuff. I wish I hadn't closed out of that because I kind of want to read some of those books. I mean, especially, it sounds like they won't be easy reads, but
No. Not
everything I read is an easy read.
Sometimes that's like the most important ones, right? The hard reads.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I recently read Dear Leader, which is a book about this guy who escaped from North Korea. And it was really hard to read at many places. Like, this blind woman who was, I don't think she was blind, I think she was pretending to be blind, but she basically sold her child for 100 of whatever their currency. But it wasn't because, you know, she was trying to sell the child so that she could save herself or anything like that. It turned out to be because she was going to die within a few days. She then took that 100 North Korean dollars, whatever it was they called it, I don't remember now, and she bought a loaf of bread and gave it to her daughter, and there in the streets crying said, I'm sorry, this is all I can give you. This person is going to take care of you now. This is what I leave you with, and it's a loaf of bread. I mean,
that's heartbreaking.
Not an easy read at all, but definitely worth reading.
Yeah.
And it sounds like that's going to be the case for a lot of these as well. But right now I'm reading a Chinese version of that, essentially. I haven't actually started it yet, but that's on my next to-do list to find out, you know, how messed up is it really in China? I want to know. That's what started me reading Dear Leader. You know, we don't have a lot of information about what it's like in these places. When we get back, most Americans believe that the worst is still ahead. What do you think? 603-28.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Depressing story to a different depressing story, but this one's depressing for different reasons. Thankfully, it doesn't really have much to do with rape, but it does have to do with a loss of body autonomy to an extent. The majority of Americans believe that the worst in the pandemic is still ahead, according to a recent poll. Now, this whole thing started when they were like, just 2 weeks to flatten the curve, right? How the hell long ago was that? That was mid-March, wasn't it?
Yep. A year and a half. Yeah, it was like a year and a half ago almost.
It was definitely a long time ago, but a majority of Americans are saying that the worst of the coronavirus pandemic is still ahead of us. 54% of respondents said that the worst is still ahead of us, while 46% said the worst is behind us. The number represents a stark decline in just the past few weeks in the number of Americans who believe the worst days are over. In the beginning of July, 70% of respondents told Harris that the worst of the pandemic was behind us. If I say the words worst behind us one more freaking time in this article, get a thesaurus, man. But last week, 56% said the same thing, and the polling company attributed the 14-point drop to the surge of the Delta variant. The Centers for Disease Control backtracked its mask guidance last month to advise that even fully vaccinated Americans should wear masks in indoor settings in areas of substantial or high risk of transmission. And what's amazing is they know that this is going to take away the motive for the holdouts to get the vaccine, right? It didn't work to entice people with money. I mean, some of them are trying. There's a $100 COVID incentive that you brought in, Lori, where they want to give you $100 to get the COVID-19 vaccine. I'm going to hold out until they're giving away, you know, Lamborghinis.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I might do it for a Lamborghini.
Yeah, or when they're giving away, like, 10 Bitcoins. You give me 10 Bitcoin, and I will get your stupid vaccine. I'll get the Johnson & Johnson for 10 Bitcoin. But I'm not getting it for $100 or a $25 gift card to Applebee's or whatever the hell it was.
And it's just so suspicious that they have to bribe people.
It is.
They've already made it ready and available and easy. They've made it as easy to get it as you can. It's free, this, that, and the other thing. But if that's not good enough, then something weird is going on if you make it as easy and convenient as possible and you still have to bribe people with $100, donuts, entrance into the lottery, and it's just...
It's absolutely insane. If it was as life-saving as, you know, they were making it out, people would be lining up in the streets to get this thing.
And you wouldn't need a mask after.
Yeah. And you wouldn't need a mask after. Excellent point.
Right.
Concerns about the variant have caused some areas to reimpose mask mandates. However, experts say that those who are unvaccinated remain at much higher risk of infection and severe disease. 76% of respondents in Monday's poll said they were very or somewhat concerned about the Delta variant, compared to 24% reasonable and otherwise rational people who were not at all or not too concerned about it. This was among 2,026 adults. Now, I mentioned that this has to do with body autonomy, and that's because, if I can find it, L.A., Los Angeles, is now following the steps of New York City as we knew they were going to. It would always be New York City and Los Angeles first. We'll consider requiring vaccine proof at restaurants, gyms, indoor sporting events. Los Angeles is now considering a proposal to require proof of COVID-19 inoculation as a condition of entry at a host of indoor public spaces, and what, if passed, would be the widest ranging vaccination mandate. Oh, I don't know why the hell that just happened. Anyway, page just suddenly changed. With coronavirus cases continuing to rise, Los Angeles County is considering the widest ranging vaccine verification effort in the city yet. I want to know, why is my health the business of the waitress or the restaurant manager or the gym, what do you call a person who stands there, attendee, whatever?
Oh, well, this isn't about you. This is about grandma and the children.
I am not at all concerned about grandma and the children.
Well, it's your responsibility single-handedly to make sure that the entire world doesn't get COVID.
Well, if grandma and the children get their vaccines, then they should be okay, right?
Yeah, but the vaccines don't work, and they even admit the vaccines don't work.
Right, so why is anyone taking them?
I would certainly give it to you. It's probably my responsibility in so much as it's anyone's to make sure that my grandmother is well, if, you know, I cared about that sort of thing. This motion, introduced Wednesday by City Council President Neri Martinez and Councilman Mitch O'Farrell, would require eligible individuals to demonstrate that they received at least one vaccination dose. Why? One vaccination dose doesn't work.
To show compliance.
That has to be what
and
it is.
And that's why most people are getting it, because they're like, I just want to go back to normal. I just want to live my life. You know, I just want to go on a cruise. I just want to go to the gym. I just want to go to the grocery store. So I'm going to do something that might possibly kill me just so I can live a convenient life.
See, it's silly, though, because every time you give up a freedom, they take more and more freedom.
Exactly. People don't get it.
And so you're going to end up with no freedoms, and you're going to have no life to live.
The only way this ends is when people stop complying. Stop following all of their stupid rules.
Right.
Live your own life. Be a free, sovereign person. And make decisions for yourself, and don't let the government or the state dictate what you do, what you put in your body, and the way you live. You have to stand up against this.
Right.
And that seems very unlikely to happen, given how afraid people are. I mean, to them, these are all good things. These mandates are good things. A growing number of public agencies, private firms, and universities are also imposing vaccination requirements, but the new proposal would expand the concept dramatically in Los Angeles. Enough is enough already. Hospital workers are exhausted. Moms have put aside their careers. Moms who have put aside their careers are tired. And our kids cannot afford the loss of another school year. These are all things the government calls to happen. We have three vaccines that work and are readily available. So what's it going to take? Our kids are about to return to school, and the unvaccinated are putting their lives at risk every day. Well, not if your kids are vaccinated,
but it doesn't work. But it doesn't work.
Ask your questions, talk to your doctor, and get the vaccine. Let's put this behind us. This vaccine that they've admitted doesn't work. If the city, council, or state imposes such a requirement, he said, it takes the onus off of individual businesses and eases fear among small businesses about the legal risk of doing so themselves. Decisions need to be made in a uniform manner that impact business who have been working tirelessly to keep their employees safe and customers safe. The council motion will next head to the Ad Hoc Committee on COVID-19 Recovery and Neighborhood Investment. So good on Los Angeles County for already having a committee on COVID-19 Recovery and Neighborhood Investment.
Of course.
Which consists, naturally, of, you know, two of the people who introduced this in the first place. Should the committee sign off, the motion would then go to the full city council for consideration. A 15-member city council for Los Angeles City. Keene, with a population of, like, 25,000, has a 15-member city council. Same as Los Angeles, which has exponentially higher population.
Sounds like they need some vaccine-free speakeasies.
What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. They're coming to New York City. They're coming to Los Angeles. They're probably going to come everywhere. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nearly all foreign visitors to the U.S. may soon need to be vaccinated for the coronavirus. The White House is considering the requirement as part of a plan to reopen travel into the country for foreign travelers as it faces pressure from airlines and allies to lift travel restrictions. The administration has not laid out a timeline for announcing or implementing the rule change. And prosecutors in two New York counties have opened investigations into Governor Andrew Cuomo to see if any criminal misconduct revealed in an independent panel's report took place in their jurisdictions. District attorneys in Westchester and Nassau counties and Manhattan have requested materials from the panel that found Governor Cuomo had sexually harassed 11 women, including employees. The governor has denied the allegations in the report. Cuomo has faced calls for him to resign from office from a growing number of fellow Democrats, including President Biden, but he's made no indication that he'll take that step. This is USA Radio News. As the Senate continues to dig through the bipartisan infrastructure bill, Lance Pry says there's one pilot program buried in the package that could affect how much you drive.
Hiding in plain sight on page 508 of the U.S. Senate's 2,700-plus page infrastructure bill are the plans for a national per-mile fee pilot program, and it's exactly what it sounds like. The more you drive, the more you pay. If passed, the Secretary of Transportation would start putting together the $10 million program no more than 90 days after the bill's passage. The new tax would go into effect no more than a year later. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And U.S. and Afghan forces have launched heavy airstrikes against Taliban positions in southern Helmand province after much of the provincial capital of Lashkar-Gah fell to the insurgents. The Taliban has reportedly taken control of 9 of the city's 10 districts. The Afghan Defense Ministry said Wednesday that the Taliban forces in the area suffered heavy losses as a result of the attacks. The fighting in the province, the latest moves in a Taliban offensive that began as U.S. troops began pulling out of the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to Doodlebug67, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Doodlebug67 is a member of the AMP program. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Doodlebug is a platinum-level amplifier, which means that Doodlebug is contributing at least $25 per month to the AMP program. Again, you can find that at amp.freetalklive.com. We don't ask that much. All it costs is $5 per month to join the program. That gets you in. amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. And, Nikki, you were talking during the break. I just want to preface this by saying, finally, a doomsday variant. Can we get this over with now?
The variant we've all been waiting for. The apocalypse is here.
Eagerly. From the moment this stuff started, I was like, all right, it's time. Zombie apocalypse. Let's go. And then it was, oh, no, Grandma has the sniffles. Well, this is the most disappointing zombie apocalypse I've ever seen. Can we just get this doomsday going?
So Newsweek has made an article, and they also have, I think it's a magazine, right? They also have,
they do have a magazine, yes.
A cover of it. Great Science Trips on Earth, Newsweek, the Doomsday Variant. So they have a whole spread on their magazine if you want to read it while you're checking out at the grocery store. Scientists keep underestimating the coronavirus. Okay, that's news to me.
They have been overestimating it from the start, I think.
In the beginning of the pandemic, they said mutated versions of the virus wouldn't be much of a problem until the more infectious...
No. The vaccine pushers said that. The government and Pfizer and Moderna said that. The scientists and the rational people were like, oh, Yes, they're going to be a problem.
Yeah, forever. Yeah.
Since the beginning, so it seems like Newsweek has it all backwards. So they said mutated versions of the virus wouldn't be much of a problem.
I can't
wait. Until the more infectious alpha caused by a spike in the last spike in cases last fall.
I gotta say, I can't wait for 3 years from now when I can point to old episodes of this show and go, oh yeah, by the way, we said all of that way before you guys did.
Yep.
And you called us crazy. You told us we were manslaughterers. You told me I was killing your grandma.
That's how I felt this whole time. I'm like, I've been saying like whatever thing for like over a year, and then like some mainstream news source comes out and says the exact thing I've been saying. And I'm like, you guys have all been calling me crazy this whole time, and here I am. But anyways, the article continues to say, then beta made young people sicker, and gamma reinfected those who had already recovered from COVID-19. Still by March, as the winter surge in the U.S. receded, some epidemiologists were cautiously optimistic that the rapid vaccine rollout would soon tame the variants and cause the pandemic to wind down.
What? That's stupid. Why would they have thought that? It would literally have the exact opposite effect.
Yeah, now we just have the doomsday variant.
Yeah, now you have the variants that, you know, don't care about the vaccine because they were given room in which to evolve in the first place.
I just love how dramatic they are about the Delta variant.
Yes,
because
absolutely. They're calling the Delta variant the doomsday variant?
No. The doomsday is the one after the Delta variant. They still I haven't seen any. They're still just talking about the Delta variant, so maybe you're right.
God,
maybe they are calling it the doomsday variant, which is strange because we're not seeing an influx of patients admitted in the hospital with any form of COVID. You know, it's still kind of, things are pretty tame. Where I don't know anybody who has COVID right now. People aren't dying in the streets. So I don't know, where is the Delta variant? Is there anywhere in the world?
I know of two people, two fully vaccinated people, for those keeping score at home, who recently tested positive for COVID-19. I say I know of them because they're a co-worker's roommates, and I don't actually know. I'm assuming she's not lying to me.
Yeah.
But these two fully vaccinated people have tested positive for COVID-19 and are now under a 14-day quarantine that they don't actually want to be under.
Also, how do we differentiate between the variants?
Yeah, they don't know which variant they have.
Well, when you take a COVID test, which they've already said the COVID tests don't work, now that vaccinated people are testing positive, they're like, oh, just kidding, those don't work. Even though they've been producing false positives the entire time. They don't tell you which variant it is, so I don't know why they're saying, oh, this is the Delta variant, this is the Alpha variant. I just don't know how they would know that.
Because how else do they keep you scared?
Yeah, it's just a whole...
Presumably they're sending them out to a lab to be studied or analyzed? I don't know.
Maybe. So it continues to say the Delta variant has now shattered that optimism. This variant, first identified in India in December, spreads faster than any previous strain of SARS-CoV-2, COVID virus is officially named. It is driving up the infection rates in every state of the U.S., blatant lie, prompting the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to once again recommend universal mask wearing.
Is that really what prompted them to do it? Or do they go, oh, no, we let these people have too much freedom, now we need to clamp back down.
So how many variants are there now? There's Alpha, Delta, Lambda, or whatever it was
called. Yeah, the Lambda, that was one of them.
Well, there's bound to be thousands, right? There was one that was unique to the Meeks in Denmark, I think it was, where they slaughtered 15 million Meeks.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Make everyone line up every day to get their new shot for the new variant.
Yeah.
Getting your bread line for shots.
Every single day, because it's a cold, and they evolve constantly.
Well, and that's why, like, with the common cold, there isn't, like, the Delta variant of the common cold.
Right, it's just the cold.
It's just the cold, because if we took our time to try to name them all, it's just literally impossible, because there's probably thousands of strains of the common cold.
Right.
What's interesting to me is that when these strains first started appearing, they didn't name them. It wasn't the Alpha strain or the Beta strain or any of these other. It was strain HG74-2 or whatever.
That's not as scary as Doomsday.
No. And then there were some prominent ones, and they started going, oh, no, these aren't scary enough. This is the this is the Delta strain.
Alpha.
They're not scared of HG74-2.
Right.
But if we call it the Delta strain, that'll get them afraid.
Right.
And it appears to be working for a large number of people.
Yeah. So the Delta outbreak is going to get much worse.
But what about the Doomsday strain? That's the one I want to see.
I'm wondering if the Delta is the Doomsday strain, which is even more laughable because the Delta has proven to be a big nothing, just like everything else in COVID history.
COVID itself, yeah.
So this epidemiologist who leads the Centers of Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, the number of intensive care beds needed to be higher than any time we've seen. He adds that his team's analysis shows that almost every single one of the 100 million unvaccinated Americans who hasn't yet got the COVID-19, will likely get it in coming months. Short of taking...
Well, I mean, that's obvious. If it's truly that contagious, then anyone who doesn't have it is going to get it at some point.
I just really don't think that it's that contagious, don't think it's that big of a deal, because...
It can't possibly be that contagious, because when I had it, I continued to work through it at, you know, the place that I worked at, and not a single person got it because of me.
Yeah, I feel like that's what they said in the beginning, too, though. They were like, we're all going to get it, like, right away, we're all going to get it.
Then let's get it and get it over with,
right,
man.
Yeah, and even in the beginning, I remember I was working at a nursing home, and we had this, like, whole huge, scary, like, apocalyptic, end-of-the-world-style staff meeting where they just scared everybody and said all this crazy stuff, and then they were telling us that the COVID virus can live on surfaces for days. Mm-hmm. And
I remember that.
Yep.
And then, like, a couple months later, they were like, just kidding, it's like most viruses, and it only lives on a surface for, like, a few hours, and then it's gone.
Remember when everyone was bleaching their groceries? Well, not everyone, but the crazy people?
Yeah, that won't get you sick.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy year and a half, and hopefully we have the Doomsday strain to look forward to. We're going to continue talking about that. 603-283-6160. Are you afraid yet? Does the Doomsday strain...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
She Talk Live, making it all the way through yet another topless episode of the show without getting kicked off of Odyssey, because Odyssey is a mostly decentralized. The platform behind it is decentralized, but Odyssey is a little more centralized than Library itself. But you can check it out over at video.freetalklive.com. But maybe you're also looking for a social media platform that is more to your liking, that allows you to say what you actually want without worrying about being censored or flagged for medical misinformation or whatever. Check out social.freetalklive.com. We have a Mastodon server that is running there, and it's basically a Twitter clone, except no one can censor you. Well, technically people can censor you, but it's not going to happen. So check that out. social.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jerry calling from Oregon. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was calling in about the coronavirus and, like, the vaccine and stuff like that. And I was wondering if you guys were aware of the Stu Peters.
I'm not familiar with the name. Who is he?
I just found out today about him, and on RBN, they aired an interview that he did with a guy from Alberta, Canada, and he actually went to court about these, or all the mandates and stuff like that, and he actually won his case in court.
Good on him. I've got myself and Ian Freeman and the owner of the Vietnamese place here in town, which is Pho Keen Great, have a pending lawsuit against Governor Sununu and the city of Keene, but that's been pending for almost a year now, so I don't think it's ever going to go anywhere, unfortunately.
Well,
but I mean, yeah, that's the way to fight back against this.
Yes, and he actually made it so that Alberta, if you look it up, it's on rumble.com, Stu Peters, and if you go to the video of a freedom fighter wins victory in court against quarantines, masks, and
sure. So what did he do?
He got a fine for $1,200, and he went to court to fight it. And
rightfully,
he made them try to prove that there was actually a virus, and they couldn't prove any evidence.
Interesting. And this was in the Alberta courts?
Yes, it's in Alberta, Canada.
Right. Well, that's cool. I'll have to look into that sometime. Thank you so much tonight for the call, Jerry. I certainly haven't seen a lot of evidence that any such thing as COVID-19 exists, other than, yes, there was that period where I felt sick for a 8 to 12 hour period, and I lost my sense of smell or taste. But that was the extent of it. As far as seeing evidence of a pandemic or signs of a pandemic and bodies piling in the streets or hospitals being overwhelmed, I just haven't seen it anywhere that I've looked.
I mean, there definitely were some people that were really, really sick, but I always see people that are really, really sick, so it wasn't really anything out of the norm.
Well, right? Maybe the doomsday strain will change that.
Maybe.
Let's people see. Die from the flu every year, you know?
Yep.
Especially the elderly,
yep.
The already sick, the people who are dying from COVID.
Yeah, it seemed like it was just hyped up over
right.
nothing, and a lot of the medical treatments they were giving people were actually making them worse and
right.
not better.
You're speaking of the ventilator and stuff like that?
Yep. Yeah, and hospitals were actually bribed to, like, I think it was like $15,000 or $12,000 each person that was put on a ventilator. Where, if you know anything about ventilators, if you're on them for too long and it's not absolutely necessary, it's really, really dangerous, and it can actually give you pneumonia, and it can be very life-threatening. So in healthcare, we try absolutely everything to avoid putting someone on a ventilator. Like, you have to be not able to breathe, and you have to be on the verge of death to put someone on a ventilator. So
horrifying.
Yep, and they were doing a lot of that in New York City.
And the government was bribing people to do this.
Yeah,
to put,
which is even scarier, and they were getting paid off for every death that they labeled as a COVID death, too. I think that was $5,000. So it was just really, which makes no sense. Like, why would you pay them for a COVID death if it wasn't to bribe them to label other things as COVID deaths?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, so, well, Newsweek goes on to say that the Delta variant, like most other variants, blindsided us, worsening and extending the pandemic.
It didn't blindside us. It blindsided them. But the rest of us sat around going, oh, yeah, there's going to be variants of this thing because it's a cold, and that's what
yep.
colds do.
Right. When the damage from the Delta starts to subside,
the Delta.
What other variants will be working just behind it to pull us back down again? The World Health Organization is already keeping an eye on several.
Oh, well, thank God for that.
ETA?
Hopefully they give them catchy names.
ETA. Well, this one I don't even know how to pronounce it. ETA, whatever. Which is now in several countries. Kappa, which arose in India. Lota, which first popped up in New York City. And especially Lambada, which has torn through Peru and shows signs of having unusual success in infecting fully vaccinated people, according to one early study. It has already
Whoever
spread to Argentina.
Could have anticipated that could happen.
It's like they're not vaccinated for it at all.
Yeah, it's almost like they're vaccinated for another completely different variant of the COVID coronavirus.
Maybe.
So weird.
Yeah.
Who would ever have imagined such a thing could happen?
Hmm.
That getting a vaccine against cold A doesn't do anything against the rapid mutating cold that is cold L.
Remember how we got the flu shot once in our lives and we're protected forever?
I've never had a flu shot.
Oh, me neither, but I mean, like, you know,
yeah,
that's not how it works.
Yeah, exactly. You have to get it every single year. And
every
even in the beginning,
year.
Me and other people in healthcare were theorizing, like, this is just going to be like another flu shot, like, every year
you're
going to have to get your COVID
and your
season.
Boosters.
Yep, and, well, and that's the weird part. So a flu shot, you just get it once, and it's pretty clear, like, it doesn't protect you against all variants of the flu. But they just pick the most common one from the previous year, they do the research, and then that's the strain that they
sure.
go with. But you only get one, and that's it. But with the COVID shot, now they're talking about how you need a third booster, and they're not saying, oh, you should just get one every year, and that's what it is. They're just...
No, it'll be it a seems booster like they, every 45 days, from what I can tell.
Yeah, really? And it's really clear that they have absolutely no clue what they're doing, and they have absolutely no clue what they're talking about, and they're just, like, it's just a shot in the dark.
But they are making tons of money from it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And it's really clear that this Newsweek article is just a big, long, scary article to try to scare everybody with a bunch of random words that they've named different strains of the coronavirus, and they just want you to be super scared and get the vaccine and then get another one and then get another one and wear your mask and...
Don't forget, you can get eye drops for your eye inflammation and some lotion that they sell you for your blisters that you get.
And like, I saw that, too. One girl, I forget what she got from it, but she posted to one of the COVID side effects groups I'm in, and so she got the Pfizer shot, and the treatment for the side effect that she got was from Pfizer.
Yep.
So only do they sell the disease, but they're also selling the cure.
Right. That's the perfect plan.
Well, imagine how much money they would make if every 45 days or whatever, even if it's every 2 months or every 3 months, Americans, all 320 million of them, had to get yet another booster shot.
Wait, but Aria, nobody told you? The COVID shot's free. You don't have to pay for it. That means it's free.
Yes, but someone is paying for it, and Pfizer and Moderna are going to become very, very rich.
We just print more money.
Yep.
That's ultimately what they'll do, and as a result of that, anyone who uses USD continues subsidizing this nonsense. This is a giant cash grab for Big Pharma.
Yep.
The same companies that 4 or 5 years ago we knew couldn't be trusted, now the American government is just bending over backward to hand them as much cash as they can and to convince people to give them a reason, to give them even more cash.
That's because they're holding hands.
They are. Big Pharma, big government, always on the same team.
That's right.
And you need to get away from their currency, because using the USD, that's what's allowing them to do this. Get into Bitcoin, get into gold backs, get into cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Just stop using the USD, because they're not going to tax people to pay for this, because they can't. They'd have to increase taxes by enormous amounts in order to pay for this nonsense, and Americans would revolt.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, they're just going to inflate their currency. They're just going to print the money.
Yep.
And that will be why, you know, your bottle of water that used to be 20 ounces and then was 16.9 ounces is now just a 12-ounce bottle of water, and the price of it went up to $1.89 per bottle instead of $1.39 or whatever.
Get out before it's too late. Do yourself a favor.
When you're all starving to death, you'll do whatever they tell you.
Absolutely.
But thanks for listening. We're online in the meantime. You can check us out and chat with us and interact with us. That's over at social.freetalklive.com. Again, that's social.freetalklive.com. Same time tomorrow, it's been Free Talk Live.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.